That's a blessing. If you have your Bibles, let's just briefly open our Bibles to the book of, we're going to look at 1 Kings chapter number 12, and there should be some notes here. We're going to start at the bottom of the page where it says Rehoboam. So 1 Kings chapter number 12, and we've been in a series on friendship, and so tonight we're going to talk about two common mistakes of friendship, 1 Kings chapter number 12, and we're going to look right down here. And here we go. We should be out right on time. I want to start by saying this. It just takes one wrong friend. It just takes one wrong friend. I guarantee any adults in here who's very old can look back at people that introduced you to vice and evil. And it just took one friend, whether it was a cigarette, or it was a beer, or it was drugs, or it was pornography, or they taught you obscene gestures, or they taught you how to lie, or they taught you how to sneak around, or they taught you the, quote, perverted facts of life. It just took one friend. An old story. There was a man named Adoniram. That's a Bible name, but he was named that in the 1700s. And he was just a normal, good kid. He had a good praying mother, a godly mother. But he met a friend named Jacob Eames. Jacob Eames was an older man that was an atheist. Very educated in school, but not educated in the Bible. And he became an influence on Adoniram. And Adoniram went from believing the Bible to disbelieving the Bible. And he called himself an agnostic. I don't know. I don't believe and I don't know. Jacob Eames was a very bad influence on Adoniram in his young years. They split up. Adoniram went about his life empty, searching for God, not sure if there was a God. He hadn't seen Jacob Eames in years, that old man. He was an older man now and an atheist. One night, Adoniram was traveling late at night in his horse and buggy, and he pulled up to an inn. And they said, "Do you have any rooms?" he asked. And they said, "We have only one room tonight. But the room is next to some man that's dying." And he said, "Well, I'll take it. I'm beat." And Adoniram checked into that room and laid down. And soon he started hearing moaning in the room next to him. Furniture was moving around. He heard weeping. Soon he heard wailing. Adoniram couldn't get a wink of sleep, Pastor. Then he heard screaming. And then all the sound stopped. He didn't get a wink of sleep. They warned him, but he didn't get a wink of sleep. The next morning, he walked out, and the innkeeper said, "So, did you sleep in?" He said, "How could I?" And they had a hearse, a carriage, was removing a body out of that room next door. And they said, "The man next door to you died last night. Some stranger by the name of Jacob Eames. The man who had corrupted Adoniram's life years later died and went to hell right next door to him. And he heard his screams." Adoniram rushed home to his mother and said, "Mom, you always prayed. You always told me about God. Pray for me." And at her knees, he gave his heart to Christ. That man, his last name was Judson. Adoniram Judson. He became the great missionary to Myanmar or Burma. He's the one that went to the mission field and for 6 years visited, gave out hundreds and thousands of tracts. No one ever got saved until 6 years later. One person accepted Christ. 20 years later, there were 300,000 Burmese converts. Amen. I wonder what Satan was trying to do with that wrong friend. Head that missionary off at the pass. It just takes one. And we adults have to be careful too. Sometimes we think, well, I'm not a teenager anymore and I don't get tempted. You know, a wrong friend later on in life can also wreck our life. I want to just look at two mistakes, two different characters made. We're just going to look at four verses, I think, or four spots in Scripture. Look down here in chapter number 12 of 1 Kings. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, and all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass, and of course, Rehoboam is Solomon's son. Verse 3, they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came, spake unto Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. I'm not going to read the whole passage. Rehoboam says, give me a few days. They said, if you'll lighten up on us, lighten up the taxes, we'll serve you. He's the new king, the young king. So he calls the old men to him, his dad's counselors. He says, what do you advise me to do? They said, lighten up the taxes. Your dad heavily taxed the people. Lighten up some of the taxes and they'll serve you. Then Rehoboam went to the young people, his peers, people who didn't know any more than he did. And he said, what do you think I ought to do? They said, increase the taxes. Just pile it on. He said, okay. And look at this, verse 8. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. Verse 15, wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that I might perform. And it says, verse 16, so when all Israel saw the king hearkened not to them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? That's when Israel split. And that's when we have the northern 10 tribes and the southern 2 tribes, Israel and Judah. And so after that split, that split was caused by Rehoboam. In your notes here, it was Saul, then David, his son, the next blank, Solomon, then Rehoboam. He sought the wrong counsel. The word counsel means to allow others to help steer your life. His mistake divided the nation. In the notes, he only took counsel from his peers. Now, I'll be honest, it's not a sin to take counsel from peers, as long as that's not the only people you take counsel from. In the notes, seek counsel from godly, wise, and older Christians. You see in the New Testament where Paul commands, he says, let the older women teach the younger women. And he's talking about there's some wisdom and experience. By the way, a person doesn't have to be perfect to give us their wisdom. Their whole life doesn't have to work out perfect. They can tell you what works, they can tell you what doesn't work. Someone says, well, Pastor, isn't experience the best teacher? No, 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 no. Someone else's experience is the best teacher. Hey, you've been married 50 years. What worked? What didn't? What would you do over? That's what you want to ask. And Rehoboam, he just asked his peer. By the way, if you're 16 and you're planning on running away from home, don't ask a 16-year-old what you ought to do. Ask a 12-year-old. You ask an 80-year-old, they'll give it to you. You got some marriage issues? Ask someone that's got a good marriage. What do you think we ought to do? There's a lot of people in this church be glad to give you some advice. They'll tell you what they did wrong, what they did right. So here's Rehoboam. He split the nation because he listened to counsel just from his peer friends. I knew you'd be impressed, but we do love Fiji. Okay, so let's keep going. Now let's look at Jehoshaphat for just a moment. And just his name, I wouldn't want that name. How come it couldn't be Jehoshaphat normal, Jehoshaphat skinny, Jehoshaphat, anyway. But notice here, in Second Chronicles, just for a moment. Second Chronicles. And this is a little pattern here. So this is real important that we see this. So we see here Jehoshaphat became the southern king. Oft times you'll see in Israel history, the northern kings were evil. The southern kings were godly for the most part. So notice, guess who the northern king is at this time? Ahab. Okay, I'll say it and let's boo. You ready? Ahab. Okay, and his wife was Jezebel. And her sister was Hillary. Some of y'all confused that. Really? No, it was Oprah. Okay, no, I don't know what her name was. But look here, 2 Chronicles 18 and verse number 1. Now Jehoshaphat, remember, he's the good king. At this time, the man of God was Elijah. He was the John the Baptist of his day. He was the well-known preacher of his day, Elijah. It says, now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance. So Jehoshaphat had some income. He was pretty wealthy. Stop for a minute. Sometimes you'll see these high society parties. You know, they'll have, what's it called? The Emmys and the Grammys and the Grandpas. No, excuse me. But the, you know, all these Academy Awards. And they'll put it on TV and they'll have the limousines pull up. And they've got all these outfits. And, you know, the guys have a different date every time. You know, that society kind of hangs together. They've all got money. Sometimes that puts you around people you would never normally be around. And so Jehoshaphat, he's the king. The riches are rolling in. And it says, and he joined affinity with Ahab. Here is Jehoshaphat. He's a godly king. He loves God. No idols. He loves Elijah, the man of God, the preacher. Ahab hates Elijah. Ahab has promoted Baal worship. Jezebel, the wicked woman, the Bible said, stirred up the evil in her husband. He wanted the vineyard next door. The neighbor said, I'm not going to sell it to you. Ahab, his wife Jezebel, came up with a conspiracy. We're going to have a celebration. Two people are going to lie and say that the neighbor blasphemed God and the king. They'll stone him. Then we'll get the vineyard. Jezebel did that. She sent the letter and signed it. She had no scruples. Evil woman. The Bible even says her witchcrafts. So they were as evil as you could get. And Jehoshaphat became his buddy. So the first blank there is buds. We're not talking about Buds Light or Buds Regular, but I mean just buds. They were buds. They had a lot in common. Now, stop for a moment. Think of this. Most of us, when we were growing up, you know who we hung with? People we had things in common with. Athletes in public school, the athletes kind of hung together. The drug dealers kind of hung together. The gang members kind of hung together. The nerds kind of hung together, and they even looked the same. And then the studious people, the smart kids, it was kind of all segregated. Well, somehow they had some things in common, and they enjoyed being around each other. You know, sometimes we can enjoy someone's company, but they're not good for us. Maybe they're fun. Maybe they're funny. Maybe they've got a lot in common. Maybe they're a relative. Maybe we just grew up with them. But they're not good for us. Jehoshaphat did not know how to choose good friends. Look at the next stage here. You say, I don't agree. Okay, look down at chapter 19. Look at this. Chapter 19 and looking down into verse number 2. 1 and 2. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, this is one of the men of God, the son of Hanani, the seer, the preacher who could see things others didn't, went out to meet him. and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. What had happened? He had gone into business with Ahab. They'd gone into business together. So now they're buds. Now there's business. Now they're starting to spend a good bit of time together. You follow me? Now, we're never to be rude to anybody. We're to be kind to everyone, love everyone, but it doesn't mean we spend a lot of time with everybody. And then the third one, and we're done with this. Look in 2 Chronicles 18. Let's look in 2 Chronicles 18. And verse number 18. So now Ahab says, I'm going into battle. Will you go into battle with me? And here's what he says. 18:28. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel, that's Ahab, said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and I will go to the battle. But put thou on thy robes or thy kingly robe. Now stop here. Wouldn't Jehoshaphat get that? Let's go into battle. I'll just dress up like a normal private, but you put on your crown and you go into battle as the king of Judah. He didn't get it. I would think the king would be the target, right? He says, I won't put on my crown, but I want you to put on yours. So the king of Israel disguised himself and they went into battle. Verse 30. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it ends up Ahab gets shot and dies. They chase Jehoshaphat, surround him, and he cries out. And they said, this isn't the king of Israel. And then they shot an arrow, a bow at a venture. And it killed Ahab, and he bled to death right there in his chariot. Jehoshaphat almost died in a battle that was not his because of a wrong friend. I wonder how many people have been killed innocently during looting, during a riot, during a gang fight, and they didn't even know why they were in the fight. But someone stirred them up and said, come on with us. And that was Jehoshaphat. He didn't know how to choose his friends. You say, well, Pastor, was it really a problem? They were buds. Was it a problem? They went into business. Was it a problem? He went into a battle. What you tell me? Look, here's how it ends. Chapter 21, 2 Chronicles 21, and then we're done. And verse 5. So Jehoshaphat dies. Ahab dies. That's the end of the friendship, right? 2 Chronicles 21, verse 6. And he walked, Jehoram, verse 5, was 32 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. This is Jehoshaphat's son. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, the northern kings, the heathen kings. Like as did the house of Ahab. He didn't take after his father Jehoshaphat, loving God. He took after Ahab, the wicked king. Well, why did he do that? For he had the daughter of Ahab to wife. He married Ahab's daughter. How'd you like to have Jezebel for a mother-in-law? It's like having the Wicked Witch of Endor. Dorothy and Toto. Well, how'd he end up dating or even meeting that girl? His daddy hung around his daddy. Association got the kids knowing each other, and then they fell in love, and now he had a wicked wife and wicked mother-in-law. Hey, Rehoboam, seek counsel from some older and some wiser people. Jehoshaphat, be careful just hanging around with friends who are just like you, who are no stronger. Be careful who you buds with. Be careful who you go in business with. Be careful who you go in a battle with. Make sure the battle is a godly cause. You know, the greatest battle you can go in together with anybody in our church? Out soul winning. battle for souls, battling against the enemy's kingdom, the darkness. I sat on a plane today coming back from Dallas. Brother Todd Lasseter, he's got cancer. The pastor has cancer. And so he was having an infusion during the last service. I was speaking. He's in the hospital. So I'm sitting on the plane next to this guy. I said, "What do you do?" He said, "I work in the mines." And it was some piece of some, it wasn't gold, silver. It was something I never heard of. He said, "We're just 1,600 feet under." I said, "Not me." He said, "I'm 1,600 feet under where we're mining. I work on all the equipment." He sat next to me. And I said, "So are you on this plane by yourself?" He said, "No, my wife's on the plane. I just got married." "We're on our honeymoon." I said, "So where is she?" He said, "She's way back there. We couldn't get seats together." Okay. I said, "If you died in that mine," and he got saved. Amen. Now, that's the battle you want to be in. You want to be paired up with people who are trying to chase people down and get them saved. Our church wants to be paired up with families like this in Fiji. They have a heart for souls. That's the right crowd. Two people that made some mistakes, and it cost them. Adoniram Judson made a mistake. He barely got past that one. Let's be careful. No matter what age we are, young person, children, senior citizen, we want to finish strong. We don't want to mess up.